Progress Test 4. Today's guest on Travel Online is 19-year-old self-confessed travel addict Colin Patterson. But there's one thing about Colin, apart from his courage and determination, that makes him stand out from typical backpackers, and that's the disability he's had since he was 2. Colin has spinal muscular atrophy, which means he can't walk and has to use a wheelchair. Hi, Colin. Where are you?
Well, I'm in the middle of Australia on my way to Alice Springs, the only big town around here. We've stopped over in a pretty remote place for tonight. I don't even know its name.
Oh, that sounds seriously remote.
Yeah, it's a pretty dingy, run-down place as well. We had to stop here because our car broke down. I'm getting to see the real Australia, I guess.
Sure. Right, what our listeners would like to hear is your story. How have you overcome serious physical disability to become a traveller with a worldwide following on the internet?
Well, I guess I don't let my limitations hold me back. If someone tells me I can't do something, that'll just make me want to do it more. I've always been like that. Some young people who use a wheelchair can lack confidence, and it's only later in life that they realise they have just as much right as everyone else to take on challenges. Not me, though. When I was young, my mum used to take me and my brothers on family holidays abroad, and she'd get really exasperated if anybody suggested I shouldn't go to the same places as the rest of my family. So perhaps I've learned to be fearless from her.
Good for you. But how do you manage to travel around the world in a wheelchair?
The secret is to be well prepared. If I want to go somewhere, I'll plan a year in advance, checking out the accessibility of hotels or hostels and of transport options. Sadly, some countries, especially in Asia and Africa, are just not set up for wheelchair users, so I've had to avoid them. But usually I go where I want.
So, where next?
This time next year, I'll be making my way across Canada from coast to coast, but I'll have booked everything way before I set off. That way, I won't have any disappointments, and I'll be able to keep the costs down. Unlike most people, I can't travel on the cheap, you see, and I have to go with a friend, or sometimes with my mum, because it's just too difficult to do everything by myself.